Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the great fiddler Bruce Green from his recording 5 Miles of Elmwood, and we just heard a tune called Jack's Creek Ridge from the playing of Charlie Hoskins from down in Hyden, Kentucky, and this is a collection of old-time Kentucky fiddle solos from Bruce Green. It's on his own record label. Paul McCartney wrote a song a long time ago about silly love songs. For me, I'd rather hear a song with a great story, even better yet, a great storyteller. It's story time on this week's Sing Out Radio magazine, and we'll hear some great story songs as well as a tale or two. We'll lead off with Archie Fisher with Cosheville, a song from Stuart McGregor, and then we're going to hear a story from Peter and Mary Alice Amidon. Here's Archie Fisher on the Sing Out radio magazine.
The west winds blow to Cosheville, and with the winds came we. And where the river hugs the wood, and blackthorns bloom in May, there stood a single rowan tree. So young and tender, so were you. I loved you both as there you grew. The day I took the road that leads by Rannoch to the sea, we carved our names in Cosheville. The rowan leaves were still, but the darkening west was in your eyes. Despite your kisses and my lies, my thoughts had crossed the hill. Broke your heart as the minutes passed, for I shrugged and said that nothing lasts. But many is the backward glance I cast as I went north to the drill. The big wheels rumble up and down, the lorries know the way. I waved my hand, I hitched a ride. We crossed the bridge at Rannoch side, where the diesel motors play. Then I set myself to a cliff of stone, my ear to the boring hammer's drone, and the ache inside I rode alone, for you were far away. But the money moved from Eric's Loch, and the great glen beckoned on. Norriston, the hills grew pale, and we fought and drank through old Kintail till our money soon was gone. Then I cursed Lochawside's autumn rain and the winter whiskey in Dunblane, till the west winds rose in the spring again, and my heart leapt at its song. And I came at night to Cosheville, with a dozen hills aflame, to have another hand to hold beneath the names we carved of old. There was another name. You looked me through, you made no sign. I drank the cup of bitter wine, but well we knew the fault was mine, and I went the road I came.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there lived a woodcutter who lived in a small cottage on the edge of the forest. He lived with his wife and his mother and father. Now, he and his wife had wanted so much to have a child, but year after year went by and still no baby came. I wish for a child, I wish for a child, I wish for a child of our own. A boy or a girl, girl or a boy, I wish for a child of our own. If that wasn't hard enough for the woodcutter, the woodcutter's mother, in her old age, had gone blind. When she was young, she could see as well as you or I. But now all she could do was sit and rock by the fire, and all she could see was darkness. I wish for sight, I wish for sight, I wish for sight for my eyes, so I can see the flowers and the trees. I wish for sight for my eyes. Many times the cupboards were bare and there wasn't enough food to eat. And in the winter, it was so cold in that little cottage that they were very cold, and they wished many times for money and gold to have all that they needed. I wish for gold, I wish for gold, gold for all that we need, so we can be happy and free. I wish for gold, for gold. Every day, the woodcutter would go out into the forest. He would take his axe, chop down the trees, and tie the logs he'd gathered into bundles and sell them in the marketplace. One day, the woodcutter went out, and he took a little rest. He leaned on his axe and looked up in the sky, and there he saw a hawk circling around, looking for something to eat. The woodcutter looked down on the ground to see what it was, and there he saw a little fairy man, no bigger than the size of his hand. The fairy man had on a brown jacket and a brown hat, and he was running to hide under that log. Now, the woodcutter's mother had told him all about the fairies. She liked the fairies very much. And so to help the fairy out, he took a stone and he threw it up in the sky. And that hawk flew away. The fairy man came out from under the log. He said, "Oh, thank you very much. You have helped me. I would like to give you a gift as a present in thanks." And he reached into his pocket and the fairy took out the one thing he had to give. It was a wish. He put the wish in the woodcutter's hand, and it sparkled and glowed. And the woodcutter felt all warm and tingly inside. When he saw that wish, he began to think of the places I could go. Think of all the food I could eat. And his mind began imagining all the beautiful places he could travel until he remembered his family sitting at home around the table with hardly any food to eat. He said, "No, I must go home now and share this story with my family." And so he went back home. He gathered them all around and he told them of the fairy and the gift of the wish. It was his wife who spoke up first. "Now, son, don't you see? Now we can have the baby we've been waiting for. Wish for a child."
"Wish for a child, wish for a child, wish for a child of our own. A boy or a girl, girl or a boy, wish for a child of our own."
Of course, that's what the woodcutter should have thought of in the first place. He was just about to make that wish when his mother spoke up. "Now, son, I knew the fairies and they knew me. Why, they wouldn't want me to be blind to the end of my days. Why, it's been years since I've seen the sun rise and the sun set. I barely remember what you look like. You must wish for my sight."
"Wish for sight, wish for sight, wish for sight for my eyes, so I can see the flowers and the trees. Wish for sight for my eyes."
Oh yes, his mother. She had always been so kind and so loving to him as he was growing up. She had told him wonderful stories. Of course he should wish for her sight, and he was about to make that wish when his father, who hardly ever said a word, spoke up. "No, son. Many years we go here living by, and it is so cold we are freezing to death, and there's hardly enough food to last. You must wish for gold so that we can have all the things we need."
"Wish for gold, wish for gold, gold for all that we need, so we can be happy and free. Wish for gold, for gold."
Oh, now this wish was becoming a problem. What should he do? The woodcutter stood up. He walked out the front door of that little cottage and began walking into the forest. He walked and he walked. He walked all day farther into the forest. He walked till it was dark, and the stars and the moon came out. He sat down, he looked up in the sky, and there he saw a shooting star fall from the sky. And he knew what the wish would be. He went home as fast as he could. He called his family around. He said, "I'm ready to make the wish." His wife thought, "Oh, now we'll have a baby." His mother thought, "Oh, surely he'll wish for my sight." And what did his father want? Gold. The woodcutter raised his hand and he said, "The wish is this. I wish that my mother could see our baby lying in a cradle of gold." And with that one wish, all their wishes came true.
What a wonderful story. That's Peter and Mary Alice Amidon from their recording, The Fairy's Gift, a set of children's songs and stories. And that was actually adapted from an old Irish tale that they learned from a book called The Fairy's Gift by Libby Putnam. The Fairy's Gift is on their own record label. And before that, we heard Cosheville from Archie Fisher from his recording The Man with a Rhyme, and that's written by Stuart McGregor. And it's all about the impending building of electric dams in the Aberfeldy region of Scotland. That's on Folk Legacy Records. We are listening to stories this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And one of my very favorite story songs is from James Keelahan. This is McConville's from James Keelahan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I work down at McConville's. It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Six or seven years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. He'd play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Three days ago his maid came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. He had no chance at all. And today after the funeral, after burying young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family will give me £50 to start. At £500 the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound but for the roar as Jimmy's friends stepped up and laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. As I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave, a little offering for young Jim. Help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there.
Down last October in a pouring driving rain, the skipper he'd been drinking and the mate he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would relay and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge.
another on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again, rise again, rise again. Better name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who love your best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1429. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD 5 Miles of Elmwood from Bruce Green, old-time Kentucky fiddle solos. And we just heard the Brushy Fork of John's Creek that he learned from the playing of Dandy Lusk. That's an old Civil War piece of music. And so many of Bruce's titles seem to have a story behind them, but you don't always know what that story is. The Brushy Fork of John's Creek from Bruce Green. And before that, from Stan Rogers, and Between the Breaks Live. There's so many great story songs from Stan Rogers, and we heard the Mary Ellen Carter. That's on Borealis Records. And before that, an instrumental which must have a great story behind it. It's a Norwegian hardangle fiddle tune called A Devil's Tune. We heard it played by Pete Sutherland from his recording A Clayfoot's Tale. That's on Epact Music. And we let off that set with McConville's from James Keelahan, and I pulled that off of his History recording, the first 25 years. It came out a couple of years ago. It's a good start to the music of James Keelahan. It's on Borealis Records. We are listening to story songs and storytellers this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And when you go to see Roy Bookbinder, you go to see a great blues guitarist, but you always get a chance to hear some great stories about where the tunes came from. Here's Roy talking about his friend Pink Anderson, and then he's going to play one of Pink's tunes on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'd like to do an old tune by my friend Pink Anderson from Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's a long story how I befriended Pink, but there we were, pals, back in the late 60s. I was hanging out in New York City with a record collector named Nick Pearls, who started the Yazoo Record Company. And he had all these 78 RPM records, and we used to go over there every other Friday or so and listen to old 78 RPM blues records. There's nothing like listening to the old shellac things or whatever they're made out of. We'd have a big time. This was the 60s, Greenwich Village. We'd hang out and do things that people did back then. You know, it was a lot of fun. And one day I asked him if he had the 2 records that Pink Anderson made, and he did, and he broke them out, and we put them on the turntable and cranked that baby up and played them, and I asked him if I could make a tape recording of those songs. He said, do whatever you want. I just got one of those cassette recorders that came out and recorded the 4 songs, the 2 records that Pink made. About 3 weeks later, I was having a little get-together at my pad down in the village. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, I decided it'd be the coolest thing to call up Pink Anderson on the phone. So I rang him up down there in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The phone rang for 30 minutes, I'm sure. Finally, the old man got to the phone. I says, Pink, is that you? He says, yeah, who's this? I said, Roy. He said, who? I said, Roy. Who is this? I said, Roy Bookbinder. Remember I gave you $50 when I was down there to royalties? He says, oh, yeah, how are you? Friendship was still pretty cheap in the Carolinas back in 68, 69, you understand? I said, get your ear up on the phone. You got to hear this. There was a pause, and he said, it's up there. So I took my phone and put it down by the cassette recorder. I played him a little bit of the record he made in 1928, got back on the line, said, how'd you like that? He said, that was me and Simi Dooley. We made those records in 1928. He says, you got the rest of that song? I said, I got all 4 songs. So I played him the 4 songs on the phone, and we had a little chit-chat. He was quite thrilled. And I said I'd see him in the spring, because I used to stop there on my way to New Orleans Jazz Fest back in those days. Next spring, I was down there hanging out with Pink. It was always fun to hang out at Pink's house. He ran a 24-hour joint. You could always wake up Mr. Pink if you needed a drink. That was his motto. And he had gambling in the back room, and there was a little shack way in the back. I'm not sure what was going on back there. I didn't want to know. I was a good boy. I spent about a week at Pink's house, and I was getting ready to leave. We were sitting out on his front step smoking cool regulars back then. And he says to me, last winter time, did you call me up on the phone? I said, yes, I did. He said, you played me some records over the phone? I said, yes, I did. He says, you want to know something? I said, yes, I do. He said, we made those records in January of 1928. When you called me up last winter and played them on the phone, that's the first time I ever heard them records. I said, wow. I said, holy cow, we thought recording for Rounder was bad. CC&O Blues. CCNO is the best train or to ride. Yes, that CCNO is the best train or to ride. You know it's the train to ride to pacify your mind. I'm gonna ride that seaboard, either ride the blind. Yes, I'm gonna ride that seaboard, either ride the blind. I'm gonna ride that train. Ooh, you call a CC line. Well, my mama told me so, did father too. Yes, my mama told me, so did father too. Said, don't let that CCNO son be the death of you. I'm gonna ride that seaboard, either ride that blind. Yes, I'm gonna ride that seaboard, either ride the blind. I'm gonna ride that train, ooh, you call the CC line. Where that engineer is born. Yes, I wonder where that engineer is born. I feel like riding if it's all night long. Oh, that CCNO is the best train or to ride. You know that CCNO is the best train or to ride. It's a train to ride to pacify your mind.
Bought him a radio. It worked off a car battery, a wet cell battery. There were several different brands of radios that people were buying back then in the 30s, and some of them were dry cell batteries, and some of them wet cell, they called them. And the boys and young'uns just sat around and argued over the merits of different brands of radio and the type battery they had, just like they would over a Ford and Chevrolet. That was a big conversation thing with boys, was taking sides over which one of them pieces of machinery was the best. But this radio was good, and he put up two poles and stretched the wire across it, and then another wire to the ground and the wire antenna coming into the house. Dry weather, you'd have to go out there and pour water on the ground wire so it would pick up better off of that antenna. Us boys found out we'd go out there and pee on it, and it worked just about as well.
Station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring,
get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
and listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
heaven's glory to share.
Turn your lights down low,
turn your lights down low,
and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Brother, listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul.
Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
hear the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory to share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Songs of the fathers and mothers and the many friends gone on before.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on
and listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory to share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low
and listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
The teacher does the teaching, and the student does the learning. But sometimes it's the other way around. Some 30 years ago, I was teaching banjo lessons at a little basement music store up in Michigan. $5 a half hour, one student after another. I probably gave 1,000 lessons that way. One day an older fella come in wanting to learn the banjo. So of course the store clerk pointed him over to me and introduced him. His name was Leonard Lively, retired coal miner from Kentucky. Leonard Lively. Big man, stood at least 6'8", broad-shouldered and powerful. Stronger than most men half his age, and he was 80. If it weren't for the black lung that sidelined him, he'd probably still be working yet. I asked him what style of banjo he was interested in learning, old time or bluegrass, and he said all he wanted to do was learn how to play the Uncloudy Day, like he used to hear Uncle Dave Macon do it on the Grand Ole Opry. Well, I told him I didn't know the Uncloudy Day, as I didn't. But if he could sing it once, I might be able to show him how to play it on the banjo. So he leaned back and he sang it for me. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. And that's how I learned the song. I figured out the chords, which weren't too hard. The trouble was Leonard's hands were so big. His pinky finger was about as big around as my thumb. He'd go to press down one string and he'd mash down two or three. So I tuned up his banjo to an open chord. I showed him how to play bar chords, pressing one finger against all the strings at the same time. Leonard came in for lessons every week. Right on schedule. And everybody there got to like him a lot. He had an easy charm about him. He'd come in and one of the girls at the counter, she'd say, "How are you today, Mr. Lively?" And he'd say, "Oh, not bad for a little boy my size. And then he'd giggle and she'd giggle. There was no doubt Leonard Lively had a way with the ladies. Then one day his wife called up the store. She said, Leonard won't be coming in for his lesson today. Well, why is that? Because he died last night. Well, the lesson time was reserved. I had nowhere else to go. So I took my banjo back into the little lesson room and sang one more song for Mr. Leonard Lively. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
Over the years that I've taught banjo, I've had a couple of students very much like Leonard Lively. That was The Uncloudy Day and Leonard Lively from Joel Mabus's wonderful recording called The Banjo Monologues. Lots of stories about growing up in a family that played country music in the Ozarks. That's on Fossil Records from Joel Mabus. And before that, from Nell Robinson and her recording On the Brooklyn Road, we heard a story from her Uncle Mark all about radio reception. And then we heard Nell doing Turn Your Radio On. That's from On the Brooklyn Road, and that's on Red Jewel Records out of Berkeley, California. And we let off that set with Roy Bookbinder from his recording Live at the Fur Piece Station. And we heard Talking About Pink Anderson and the CC&O Blues, one of Pink's tunes. Roy Bookbinder, when you go to see him, you'll get to hear some stories. We are listening to stories this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and Hank Williams had an alter ego that he called Luke the Drifter. A few years ago, Norman and Nancy Blake recorded one of Luke the Drifter's tunes called Men with Broken Hearts. Here's Nancy Blake along with Norman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. For souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, for a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with the broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts, and with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with the broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes, or saw things through his eyes, or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart within you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts, but in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life can sometimes be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with a broken heart.
Little thing called Jesus and the Maid of Y'all. 1, 2, 3.
Seeds. Tennessee Bradley's the best homegrown you'll find. How it happened, I don't know. Must have been the miracle grow. Oh, I could not believe my eyes. In my tomato bed, a holy image, blood red, smile. Folks came from miles around. They laid their money down to see that ripe phenomenon. Even made the evening news and had a website to this vegetable from heaven. Or is it a fruit? What rose up from the dirt now sells on t-shirts.
Cheers.
There's a movie in there someplace. That was Kate Campbell from her recording Sing Me Out and Jesus and Tomatoes. Kate Campbell on Compadre Records. And before that, we heard an old recitation from Luke the Drifter through the playing of Norman and Nancy Blake. We heard Men with Broken Hearts, a cautionary tale from Luke the Drifter, whose alias was Hank Williams. That's from the Morning Glory Ramblers, Norman and Nancy Blake, on Plectrophone Dual Tone Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week of story songs and storytellers. I love this kind of stuff. It's just makes the music come alive. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1429.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger.